folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Check.
Stephanie, check.
Do I check out, Mike?
You check out just swell.
I was checking you out, too, before the show started. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. And welcome, audience, to another episode of Pork Therapy. We're so glad you're here, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for still listening.
Yay. What a warm welcome we got from the Peanut Gallery tonight. That's so nice. We just feel very appreciated and loved. So, Mike.
Stephanie.
Yeah, how's it going? We are at Burning Porcupine, which is a camping festival not unlike the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right?
Actually, quite unlike it.
Quite unlike it, because it's in Grafton. And
well, it's also incredibly small and incredibly laid back. And
yeah,
incredibly,
but it's incredibly fun.
Yeah, I still enjoy it.
It's a little piece of pork fest coming back. And the clothing is optional, of course.
Always.
As usual.
We're here in the Love Lounge.
We're not
going to
tell you
lounge.
How many people took them up on that. Just Yes, we're here in the Love Lounge, I guess you could say. We're being walled off from the rest of the world as we speak. Doors are closing.
just from one rude person who doesn't like us.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, our peanut gallery likes us, and that's what matters.
Yes.
Anyway, so Mike, what are we talking about tonight?
Well,
here
tonight,
at Burning Porcupine,
tonight, this episode,
I'm so
as
excited.
Long as it ends up being, is yours. I had
yes!
a rant episode, I think it's episode 7, about Failbook, and this one's yours.
I'm going to take over the world. Okay, this is a rant I formulated today, because I actually think this is really, really relevant. And you're
relevant to what?
No, it's very relevant. It's relevant to how we treat our children in society, okay? It's relevant to people living these formulaic lives that aren't really satisfying, and people...
Wow.
It really is. It's about dressing your kid up like a fucking strawberry. And let me explain what I mean about that.
Please do.
Okay, so today I have a colleague who whipped out some pictures, and the pictures were of his newborn niece, I think it was. And somebody had taken this baby and put it in a warm room and gave it a big bottle of milk so that it would fall asleep. And once it was asleep, I'm sorry.
That's going to come back to haunt you in a minute.
I'm not much of a person who enjoys kids that much. But anyway, once the baby, the poor unsuspecting baby girl fell asleep, some photographer and her parents dressed her up in these little foofy tutus and put her on little clouds and posed her in these weird hats and with big flowers all around her and stuff, and just basically put her in all these poses and make her look cute while she was asleep, and she had no idea what was going on.
Go on and finish the rant before I comment.
I want to finish, Mike. I have a podium. Shut up. I'm sorry, Mike. That's not how we treat people with respect.
We'll sit in your corner.
I am sitting in the corner. You can't banish me any further into the corner than
go
I am.
Go sit outside.
That's what happens to the dog when it's bad. Anyway, so this made me think of, you know, what they were doing to this baby was something that people do to to varying degrees. But, you know, I've seen these parents who dress their kids up in these ridiculous costumes, strawberries, pea pods, sunshine, sunflowers, you know, all these cutesy little things, and they dress their babies up, and then they take them to the photographer, and I don't know what they do, they drug the babies or something, and they just make them fall asleep, and then they take these pictures of them and make them look cute.
I think they do have a little baby roofie going on.
Well, to a baby, putting him in a warm room with a big bottle of milk is like a...
Oh, such torture.
It's like a tranquilizer. They're putting the baby to sleep.
Could
it's,
be.
And they're doing it all for the purpose of manipulating these kids to make them look cute so that they can sit around with their friends
wow.
and say, oh, look at
I
my
baby. I can't let
baby.
You finish the rant. There's too many things I have to
look
critique so far.
Look how fucking cute my baby is. And meanwhile, the baby is totally
what
unsuspecting.
What manipulation is going on?
It's humiliating.
Okay, well, hold on.
It's humiliating. Do you want to dress up like a fucking strawberry
no,
and take pictures of you?
Then I have a consciousness.
But the baby does too. Okay,
yeah, that's
look,
the wrong word.
The reason,
I have self-awareness there.
Okay, the reason I was so upset about this is because when I, if I had seen pictures of myself dressed up like a strawberry when I was a baby, mm-hmm. and I'd seen them now, I would have been really mad. I wouldn't have wanted to be dressed up like a strawberry, paraded around for everybody's amusement. Oh, look at how cute that baby is. And everybody balk at me and, yo, she's dressed up like a strawberry. Isn't that funny? It's humiliating. It's degrading. It's not cool.
I don't even know what to say.
It's not okay to do to a baby.
Wow. Okay.
This makes me really mad.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I'm at a loss. Okay, let's go back to manipulate. You said they're manipulating the baby. How are they manipulating the baby?
Because the baby has no say in whether... Do you think
does the baby have a say in what it gets fed? Or
no,
when it gets fed?
It
or
doesn't.
When it gets changed?
Do you think a baby would want to be fed so that it could continue to live?
Do you think a baby would want to be put in a warm room so that it could sleep comfortably? After a big bottle of food?
Maybe, but would that baby want to be dressed up in an uncomfortable strawberry costume?
Wait. Now
or
it's uncomfortable.
Pod? It doesn't want to be sitting
now
in
it's
a pee pod. It
and
wants
I
to be naked
one.
And sleeping in its crib. It
how
doesn't...
do you know? It wants to be naked?
It
how do you know it's uncomfortable?
Because
and I know some little
think
children who love dressing up in costumes.
Okay, this is
as
a baby.
Pee pods and
this
sunshines.
Is, this is a newborn baby who has no... In order
no
to
what?
Make it cute... They have to use the youngest baby possible, and they have to dress it up in the most ridiculous costume possible.
Wait a minute. You're changing the story now. When you say they, are you talking like photographers or mom and dad?
Both. The mom and dad are in on it with the photographer.
Well, of course, it's not like you're kidnapping the baby, but you said they have to use the youngest baby possible, and like, what are mom and dad doing? They're going to go pop out another baby and wait 9 months and one day and dress it up?
Well, no, because if it's an older kid, the kid will be like, fuck that. I'm not wearing a pea pod costume, and they'll rip it off.
Yeah. Probably most
and that's how I know incidentally, that's how I know that the kids would not want to wear the costumes, because most of the time they rip them off.
You don't know. You said most of the time, and that's kids. And our,
how could
our
a baby,
peanut gallery has
yes,
a question.
Yes, a peanut gallery has a question.
I just have a comment. I wouldn't mind dressing up in a strawberry outfit.
Yes, okay.
And how old are you, sir? And,
yes.
He's 20.
Okay, so we have a 20-year-old strawberry in the audience. It must
that's
be really ripe by now.
Gallery.
Yes, as an aside, I love strawberries and peanut butter. You should try it sometime. Mike's laughing.
Okay, I still haven't been convinced that you're manipulating a baby by doing this, or that the baby is definitely and always uncomfortable and humiliated.
Okay,
I don't know how
well,
the baby can be humiliated.
Look, the strawberry in the peanut gallery said that it wants to dress up as a strawberry. Now, it's 20 years old.
Okay.
It has total free agency. Mm-hmm. It can dress itself up like a strawberry if it wants to. And, you know, far be it from me to say that strawberry shouldn't be able to be who he is. But as a baby, I don't know. It seems like the costume would be hot and uncomfortable.
What?
It's humiliating when they get older.
When they get older, it might be humiliating. It obviously would be to you.
Yeah,
to
I
me,
would...
it wouldn't be humiliating in the slightest. If
maybe
my parents
I'm projecting
showed me
my own...
pictures, I think you are. In fact, maybe you have. Maybe you were dressed up as a strawberry and it was uncomfortable, and it's just coming to light right now.
It's coming. Well, okay. The strawberry in the peanut gallery has something to say. What does it want to say?
Come here, strawberry.
Okay. It's rolling over here.
I would just like to say, with the faculties of, you said, self-control and stuff over your environment, whether you have a strawberry suit on you or not, also comes the humility and shame part. That doesn't really exist in babies, I don't think, until they learn self-control and they learn about ego, they have, like, an identity.
Until they learn what a strawberry is.
And why it's humiliating. That's just the thing. You wouldn't do something to your kid that...
would hurt them.
Right, but you wouldn't do something to your kid that you think... You're not sure whether they would like later. For instance, I think that it's probably unethical to circumcise a baby when you're not sure if later on in life they would want to be circumcised.
I would agree, and same with the ear piercing, and we had an episode about this, but that's totally unrelated. It's a difference of degrees,
dressing the baby up like a strawberry.
And mutilating their body. That's almost the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, it's an analogy. It's
a
stretch.
How about...
what's that?
One of them's permanent.
Yeah, it's one of
them's permanent. And dressing
them
up as a strawberry is not.
So are those pictures. They're going to live on forever. Nah. Those pictures are going to be whipped out in, you know, somebody's book. And...
Well, even more so with technology. It hits the internet and it's there forever. And here's the peanut gallery.
You never know what the baby's going to be humiliated about when it's older, so you can't judge anything based on that criteria.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
You don't
I'm
know. Thinking this... That's totally true, yeah. But
I'm thinking
I don't know.
There's some projection going on.
I think there's a decent chance that it would be humiliating to the baby to
How about
be dressed
this?
Up.
How about this? How about if the parents... Because this, as far as I know, happens all the time.
Yes.
The parents just take a picture of their baby in the bathtub and show that to the baby or to the, you know, to the kid or the kid's date when they're 16.
Oh, my dad did that to me all
the
time.
There you go. Yeah. And apparently that's the issue right there.
At least he didn't dress me up like a strawberry. But
right,
yeah, he
right,
did.
But is
he
that
showed
humiliating
embarrassing
to you?
Pictures of me
and what
to
if,
my
if
friends.
If he never showed them to anyone but just kept them for him and your mom and you, would that be humiliating?
Okay, well, that's sort of the whole point. The whole point is that the reason they're taking these silly pictures of the babies dressed up in weird costumes is so that they can laugh at them and say, oh, ha, 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 isn't it cute? It's a little strawberry.
Well, yeah, I would
it's
say for the gratification, not necessarily.
It's for the parents'
I don't think people,
own satisfaction.
Satisfaction, but not. I don't think they're taking it to make fun of the baby. I think they're taking it because they think it's cute. By the way, don't think it's cute.
Sure,
but...
I think it's humiliating, and the baby can't have a say in it, and the baby is, like, totally helpless to defend itself.
Why can't
it
the baby,
sleep and putting
why
it in
Why can't the
costume.
Baby have a say, Stephanie?
The baby can't talk!
Oh, and why can't... Does the baby know words? Does the baby know what humiliation is?
It will
Does
when
the
it,
baby
at,
know...
Very soon it will know what humiliation
okay,
is, and it will have a mind to be able to decide. You know, when a kid reaches the age of maybe 2 years old...
Uh-huh.
A baby can't tell, right? But
right.
But a 2-year-old can say, yes, I like that costume. I want to dress up in that costume. Or no, I don't like that costume. I don't want to be a strawberry today.
Okay. And then when they can't decide, what difference does make? Because they obviously don't even know it's good or bad or like it or don't like it.
I just
and for that matter, what about trying new experiences?
You can. There's a difference between trying new experiences consensually and being... basically drugged and dressed up as a strawberry.
There's no drugging going on.
Drugged with milk.
Drugged with their sustenance, which you used as the opposite argument earlier. They have to be fed.
Okay, Mike. I know my position is a little bit emotional. It's not that logically consistent, but no, it just... it bothers me, okay?
I
hate it when parents do this. They make a spectacle of their baby because...
I think that's silly.
Okay, look, this is the real point. There are so many things in children and young adults' lives that parents just use as a spectacle. Basically, you know, they take pictures of the kid.
Like when the kid gets a good report card, they show it off to their friends, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or, you know, when the kid gets old enough, they graduate from high school or something like that.
They
and the
brag
parent,
about...
It's all for the parents.
Yes.
There's a big ceremony. It's all for the parents to
common.
Just gloat and be proud and brag to their friends and family. Then the kid, you know, probably grows up and gets some status marriage and marries the state. And then they have a big wedding and they show all the pictures to their friends and family. It's all for the parents. It's not really probably fun for most couples. It's like a big show ceremony for their families. Do you agree?
I think I agree. I think we're kind of getting off into another topic. What's not for the couples? What couple?
The pomp and circumstance of things like weddings, graduations...
Are typically for the parents and not for the couple.
Yes,
yeah, I could agree with
that.
Typically
for the parents
and not
for the
kids. I'd say it's also maybe the whole other episode, but it's also very common for the girl to be grown up, you know, indoctrinated with dreaming about her wedding day from when she was 3 years old and wanting...
Sure.
So it could be for her, too. I think that's silly, but...
In some cases, that's true, but... You can't deny things like graduations, things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I completely agree. There's a lot of stuff that
the parents
use. There's this
pointless ceremony that's all for the parents. And the point I was trying to make with the whole strawberry thing is that it starts early. There are people who have children, and they don't think about why they want to have children. They don't think, oh, I'm going to bring another human being into the world. I'm going to treat them with respect. I'm going to raise them as a great person and to do great things in their life.
And they don't think about how much effort and money and dedication it's going to take.
Yes. They just think about, won't it be fucking cute when I dress my baby up like a strawberry and take pictures of him and show the pictures to everybody else?
Yeah, that's sad.
It's not about the kid. It's about the parent.
That's sad.
That's what I'm saying. That's okay. That's the whole point of my entire rant. It's not about the kid. It's something the parents do for their own selfish, you know, gratification. Not that there's, I guess, anything wrong with selfishness per se, but it's, you know, it's not about the kid. It's all about the parents, and that okay. is a crappy way to treat a kid.
Hmm. I would agree. That's a crappy way to treat a kid. I'm still kind of at a loss for a baby who does not only can't have a say, but can't have a say. You know, they don't know it. They don't know what humiliation is. They don't know
so
what a strawberry is.
That could possibly be humiliating, but a person can't talk to tell you that it whether or not they would find it humiliating or degrading. Would you err on the side of not doing it? I would.
Wait, I'm sorry. Ask it again.
If there's, let's say that there's a deaf person,
yeah,
and they can't communicate. They don't know sign language or something like that.
Okay,
and,
Helen
but,
Keller.
But they're going to learn it within the next year.
All right.
They just went deaf. They can't talk.
Okay.
And you're thinking about doing something to them, which could be considered humiliating. I'm trying to think of a good example,
like bucket of water on the head from a door, or that kind of thing.
Like
pie in the face.
Yeah, like putting them in a booth, like to raise money or something for a charity by getting a pie in their face.
Okay.
And they cannot tell you whether or not they would find that offensive,
okay.
humiliating, or fun, mm. and something they would enjoy doing. Is it ethical to do that?
Well,
Or would you just wait 2 years until they can tell you in sign language whether they think that's humiliating?
Well, I think with an adult, you'd have to get explicit permission to do something to a person, and if the person has remained silent,
not
and
if the person was helpless. If this person is
what do you mean,
you know,
helpless? Like they also can't. You there's no facial gestures.
Babies are totally helpless. They can't.
That's what I mean.
They
that's
can't
a
defend
different
themselves.
Than an adult.
If you put a strawberry costume on them, it's pretty hard for them to take it off.
Who pies their babies?
Are you kidding? That's a whole booth.
This peanut gallery, strawberry gallery, is excluded from commenting because he left the room and he didn't hear the analogy, which contained the main point of the rant.
Okay, so wait a minute here. You're saying okay, so
just
you
kidding,
have
strawberry. You can comment.
Perhaps it's just a failure of the example, but this person who just turned deaf and cannot communicate in a language, I suppose,
yeah,
can still shake their head no, or hold their hands up, or have an angry expression on their face when I'm aiming a pie at it, or they can still communicate. Okay? They can. And also, how would I get them to the fair? I mean, what am I just going to shove them in my car? Would I actually drug them and not use some warm breast milk?
Yeah. Have you ever been drugged by breast milk, Mike?
No, not that I know of.
I never said breast milk, by the way.
That's true. I'm implying.
Okay, now we're getting off topic.
Yes. But my point was...
we're going to get indicted like John Stagliano for talking about breast milk on our podcast.
Excellent. More,
yeah.
More advertising.
Yeah, more publicity for Pork Therapy.
So I agree with you that parents do a lot of stuff for their own gratification and not for kids. And sometimes it's kind of innocuous, is that the word, where it doesn't really harm the kid, but it doesn't
sure.
help him.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's harmful to the children.
Right.
However, where I'm a little bit hazy is when you get down to a child young enough, or a baby, I should say, young enough that they don't know. And maybe they will find it humiliating if they learn of it after by looking at a picture or whatever. Maybe. Maybe. Literally, because I know people who think their own pictures of them naked in the tub and then dressed as a sunflower are cute. But when they're a baby and they don't know, it is not humiliating because that does not exist. Oh, they don't know they're in a strawberry suit. They think they're in their pajamas, the same thing they wear every day. They don't know that it's... I mean, maybe this thing is made of burlap and it's itchy and scratchy, but I seriously doubt it. It's probably just as comfortable as everything else that they wear. They're still getting all kinds of attention. They're still having parents, people
ooing all
over
them. Yeah, and a prison jumpsuit is probably just as comfortable as your normal clothes, right? It's just as comfortable to...
You mean a real prison jumpsuit?
Yeah,
they're absolutely not as horrible, but it's certainly possible that a costume that the... Someone caring about babies is going to put them in. Of course, I'm guessing that they're caring
about
babies.
In the grand
could be
scheme
made
of
felt.
In the grand scheme of things, dressing a baby up like a strawberry is not on par with something like circumcision. I agree with you there.
Yes.
It's not the same degree, but it's the same concept. You're doing something to a kid that they can't consent to and that they may find objectionable later on in life. And I just don't like that.
I agree with that statement, and I can see why you wouldn't like it. I just don't know if the severity or the degree is anything worth being concerned about before a child is able to express the sentiment of no or dislike. And for that matter, if I did it to a little baby, to my own little baby, and put him in a costume and they were crying, I'd probably stop. Because that's the only communication I can get. And maybe,
I would hope
maybe
their
I'd think
would stop if the
maybe they're crying because they have gas, or maybe they're crying because
yeah,
the costume is made
that.
Of burlap or right. sandpaper or something. I don't know.
Okay, here's a question for you. Is it unethical for my dad to, when I go out on a date and I take my boyfriend home for the first time to meet my parents, right, or uh-huh. my girlfriend or whatever, I take my date home to meet my parents, and my dad, the first thing he does is whips out the video of me,
naked
you know,
in the tub as a
naked
baby.
In the, or doing something, saying something embarrassing. In my case, he had a video of me. They just got a video camera when I was maybe
right.
like 3 or 4 years old. And on the, in this case, in this video, I was saying something really embarrassing, some kind of toilet related. I don't really remember what it was.
Yeah, I would
because
say
it's embarrassing, and I'm using it as a defense mechanism. I'm smiling because
now,
I,
when are
yeah.
you? How old are you in this case? Are you still under their care, or you are your own sovereign individual?
Oh, I think I was about 20 years old.
Okay, so you're a sovereign individual.
Yeah.
You might be leaning on them for assistance financially and psychologically, but
I wasn't really.
Okay,
there.
You're totally
a
sovereign
bit,
individual.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, I don't know about ethically. I guess I'd need more details, like who owns the picture and
it
whatnot.
It was my dad's video. He took a video of
no,
me when I was
I don't think,
you know, 3 or 4 years old.
I think there's an ethical problem. He might be
but
being
don't
a
you
dick.
Think it's kind of malicious?
Yes. I think it's rude and
yeah, it's
and
rude.
Not friendly to not a good healthy relationship between him and you to be
yeah.
trying to embarrass you in front of your new boyfriend or whomever it is.
Yeah.
Or girlfriend. But probably boyfriend. At the time.
At the time, yeah.
But so I do not think it's good or healthy, but I don't know if it's unethical.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not. I agree with you. It's not that bad in the
okay.
grand scheme of things, but it's not good.
Right. But I can't agree with that either, because sometimes it could be good. You don't
it's,
know any of the things
to
that you've
embarrass
claimed.
Your
no,
kid.
But that's what I'm saying. You're presuming that every single kid who's dressed as a sunflower is going to be embarrassed. Period. And I'm saying no. Some of them will think it's cute. And
yes.
some of them might not even care.
Some of them might not care, and some of them might think it's cute.
Right.
But the point is,
yes.
you know, be considerate of their feelings. I think that, you know, there are enough of them who would be embarrassed by that and who wouldn't like that.
Oh,
that...
See, I can't agree with that either. So I have a baby who's like, I don't know, 6 months old or however old it's safe to put into, you know, costumes to take pictures of. And my own baby, I don't know if they're going to grow up 20 years from now and think a picture of them in a sunflower is embarrassing or not. Meanwhile, I think it's cute and I want it on my desk at work. Maybe my nickname for her is Sunshine, so I get a picture of her as a sunflower.
And you're just admitting that you're doing that totally for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't, but let's say, well, actually my point was, I don't know what she or he is going to feel in 20 years from now. There's
sure.
just no way to know.
Yeah.
So then let's say 20 years in the future, they go through my I don't know. I don't want to make it malicious. I show them the picture for some reason. They say, oh, that's so cute. What was ever the problem then? And I can't know that that will or will not be the case.
Yeah.
I agree with you that parents doing things...
In that case, you got lucky.
Yeah. Well,
in that case, you got lucky because it turned out that the kid didn't care.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that, you know, there are some kids that would care, and that the dressing kids up in ridiculous costumes is a symbol of parents, you know, using their kids for their own gratification, for their own, like, living vicariously through the kid or whatever, and just basically using the kid for whatever the parent gets out of it.
No, I agree.
I don't,
all
and
of
I don't like
bad,
that.
Especially when the kid is of some age to be able to communicate.
Yes.
Even.
Can we leave it there?
Yeah,
leave
it there.
Well, if you want to dress Mike up like a strawberry or a sunflower or a pea pod or what else they dress him up as? Roses, clouds,
cloud,
a
yeah.
cloud. That's Mike's favorite, actually. He likes to be a cloud. You can send him an email.
So people who get off on other people dressed as animals or whatever are furries, what would these people be who get off on strawberries and clouds?
If they're talking about babies dressed as strawberries and clouds, I don't even want to think about that. if they get off on Mike dressed as a cloud, I think they would have to be cloudy with a chance of rain. Cumulophiliacs! This is why we have a peanut gallery. They make the best comments. We just love it.
All right, thanks for listening. If you want to hear our past episodes, you can find us on the web at porktherapy.com.
Yes.
Pork with a C.
I never gave out your email address, Mike.
Oh, darn.
If you are cumulophiliac, email Mike at porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date. And make sure you supply the cloud costume yourself.
And if you have never, ever been embarrassed, you can ask Stephanie on a date at Stephanie at porktherapy.com.
Yes, you can, but you probably won't get a yes. And if you ask to dress me up like a cloud, you're not going to get a response. Just
send
saying.
Pictures.
Save your time.
If you want
to
date with Stephanie,
muscles,
send
your...
baby pictures of you dressed up as silly things.
Yes, that would be interesting if we got some baby pictures of our listeners. Anyway, as Mike said, you can find us on the web at porktherapy.com. We're also streamed on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm, and we are on the NH Liberty Radio podcast loop at nhlibertyradio.com. You should check those guys out. Very cool.
Yeah, you can also find us at facebook.porktherapy.com and twitter.porktherapy.com. You can find us in iTunes. Thanks for listening.
And until next time, don't dress your babies up like strawberries, please. I'm begging you. Bye.
See ya.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you? You can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.